Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoicom. You know that feeling when life just throws a million curveballs at you all at once? Like a relentless game of whack-a-mole where the moles keep coming back faster and angrier. Yeah, me too. That's why I started this podcast to help us navigate those chaotic days, build resilience, and find some freaking peace in the midst of it all. Today, we're diving deep into something that's crucial for weathering any storm. Cultivating a calm mindset. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about becoming Zen masters overnight, meditating on mountaintops, or sipping herbal tea while chanting ancient mantras. We're keeping it real, folks. A calm mindset isn't about suppressing your emotions or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. It's about finding the inner anchor, that quiet space where you can observe your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Think of it like this. Your mind is a wild horse, right? Sometimes it gallops out of control, kicking up dust and leaving you feeling exhausted. But with practice, you can learn to gently guide it, steer in a positive direction, and enjoy the ride. So, how do we get there? Here are 5 key takeaways to help us cultivate that calm. 1. Mindful breathing. Seriously, this one is life-changing. It sounds simple, but taking a few deep breaths can work wonders. When you feel stress creeping in, take a moment to focus on your breath. Feel the air entering your body, filling your lungs, and then slowly releasing it. This simple act helps calm your nervous system and brings you back to the present moment. 2. Challenge negative thoughts. Ever find yourself stuck in a loop of negativity? You know, that inner critic who just won't shut up. Well, it's time to put that critic on mute. When those negative thoughts pop up, don't just accept them as truth. Challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, you'll find that these thoughts are based on assumptions or fear, not facts. By questioning them, you can start to break free from their grip. 3. Embrace gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on what we already have can make a huge difference. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a loving friend, these simple joys can add up and create a sense of contentment. 4. Prioritize self-care. You can't pour from an empty cup. Taking care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally is essential for maintaining a calm mindset. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body, engage in activities you enjoy, whatever makes you feel good and recharged. 5. Practice forgiveness. Holding on to grudges only hurts us in the long run. It's okay to acknowledge the hurt, but don't let it consume you. Practice forgiveness both towards yourself and others. This doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions, but it does mean releasing the negative emotions that are holding you back from peace. Think about that time when everything was just spinning out of control, a deadline looming, an argument with your partner, traffic jams everywhere. Now imagine approaching that situation with a calm and collected demeanor. That's what we're aiming for here. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're stuck in rush hour traffic, and the driver in front of you slams on the brakes for no reason. You know that feeling, that urge to yell out the window, honk your horn, or even just roll your eyes so hard they get stuck. But instead, what if you took a few deep breaths, acknowledged your frustration, and then gently reminded yourself, "This is temporary, I can handle it." By choosing to react with calmness, you not only avoid escalating the situation, but also protect your own peace of mind. You're basically turning this stressful experience into an opportunity for self-mastery. So remember these key takeaways. Practice mindful breathing, challenge those negative thoughts, embrace gratitude, prioritize self-care, and forgive both yourself and others. These practices might not magically erase all the stress in your life, but they will equip you with the tools to navigate it with grace and resilience. You've got this. Now go out there, cultivate that calm mindset, and remember we're all in this together. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little stoic calm in their life, and leave us a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, stay calm and keep on rocking.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.